Apple has scheduled a new event, May the 7th, at 7 a.m. Pacific time, that would be 10 a.m. our time, releasing some new iPads. That's what Chet and Gary talk about today. Let's go! Good morning, Chad, and how are you today?
I'm doing great, Gary. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Did you hear the news about May 7th?
May 7th?
May 7th.
May 7th?
The day before your outstanding presentation.
Well, May 7th. Geez, I've heard about May 1st. But
yeah? May 7th. Can I jog your memory a little bit?
I don't know. It might have something to do with iPads.
Yeah, there you go. You knew all along.
Ah, yes.
So there's a lot of rumors out there, speculation, but we do know they are going to release some type of new iPads on May the 7th.
Correct.
At
10 o'clock our time.
Yes, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock Pacific time.
Right. So stay tuned. Tune in that day. They're going to be an Apple event, so we'll see some new hardware, even supposedly a new Apple Pencil.
Yeah, they've been talking about that. They're also talking about a new keyboard that they're mm-hmm. coming up with. It's a larger keyboard, larger trackpad associated with it. So right now the rumor mill is just running all
yes.
over the place.
Yes.
And depending upon who you're listening to on any day of the week, they'll tell you something different.
It just kind of whets our appetite for the big one coming in June.
Yes.
We don't have to wait as long for something from Apple. So okay. Well, let's talk about... A lot of our members have come from Android phones over to an iPhone.
Yes.
And in that process, they've used other applications that mimic or similar to what Apple
similar
uses.
Similar to, yeah.
So, for instance, photos or notes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, one of the problems that that I see happening anyway is that we have a just... breadth of applications, whether it's something like 3 million applications in the App Store. And we can get into a state of confusion is what I see happening. So if somebody is coming from the Android world and they're used to using Google Maps and they're used to using Google's photos and Google's documents and things like that, and then they come over to the iPhone, iPhone has its own structures. And to even make matters worse, some things like calendars and contacts and notes can be stored on the email servers. So if I have a Yahoo account on the Yahoo server, I can ask that my notes be stored. They're also visible on my phone, but they're being stored out on the Yahoo mail service. Now, Apple also stores them in iCloud for you. So all of a sudden, we run into this problem of saying, well, I've got photos on Google Photos. I got photos on Apple's photos. I got notes on Apple, on my iPhone, and on iCloud, and on Yahoo. And the question is, where are they and how do I know? And so I kind of think that one of the things that we need to do is to spend some time trying to get things organized and get rid of the confusion factor. What that means is get things off of other services and onto just the bare bones generic Apple environment. That seems to work the best for everything. It's got the highest level of security of anything that we do. Even though notes, for example, are not fully secure, but at least they're more secure on Apple servers than some of these others. The biggest problem is, how do I get the stuff I've got on the other ones over to the new one?
Right.
And that's not an easy answer in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that we need to figure out how to do. But I think the more that people could do to not get themselves into this problem is the right answer. The situation is really bad as where somebody is moving over from an environment where they had a whole lot of stuff stored on Google, for example, or they had a whole lot of stuff that's stored out on somebody else's mail service, like AT&T's mail service or whatever. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they have to move them all. But if we can figure out how not to get into that situation is the best thing.
Well, I know. What about maps now? Is Google Maps and Maps?
You got Google Maps and you got Apple's Maps. Mm-hmm. They're running head-to-head right now, and it used to be that Apple's Maps was a poor second cousin. It isn't anymore. It's much more on a comparable level. There are a few things that I see that people talk about with the Maps application with Google Maps, but it's not so much with the mapping as it is with interfaces to things like restaurants.
Okay.
That Google seems to do a little bit better job of interfacing to those kind of stores and so forth than Apple does. But then Apple has some other benefits that Google doesn't have. So at this point in time, again, Apple's there, and I would suggest that people learn that if they're on the iPhones or their iPads. And not try to deal with the complexity of having a second vendor that has a slightly different point of view on how those things should work.
Yeah, because once you get an iPhone, you know, the normal transgression is to go into... Did I just say transgression? No laws were broken here. Sorry about that. I meant transition. Let's get back to the podcast. Like an iPad... Mm-hmm. AirPods, and just kind of stay within the system. All the apps are built in. They're ready to use. There's really no reason to access that app after, you know, you've transferred over to an iPhone. So,
yeah, and that's the biggest thing, I guess, is the transfer mechanism and how they transfer. I know Apple has done some work, and I think they've actually put together some software that helps you transfer from Android over. I've never gone through that, but I have heard something about that being an app that can do that. It might be part of their a migration assistant.
Oh yeah, that I know that there's a migration assistant that helps transfer data over. I'm not sure what exactly transfers over, but
well, in a lot of cases too, if you have an actual MacBook. Or a computer with a large screen where you can bring two apps up side by side and you can copy back and forth between them. So even if you had a Windows computer, you could actually go into Google's Maps, for example, from the Windows computer. You could also log into iCloud.com through the web browser on Windows, put in your Apple ID and your Apple ID password, and access your photo library in iCloud on the same computer you just accessed Google Photos, and then you can just drag and drop between the two.
Right.
That makes it easy.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, with the development of the USB-C compatibility between devices, you can now use thumb drives, too, to drive.
Yes, you could. You could put them on a thumb drive, move the thumb drive over, and that would allow you to move things in mass. Of course, you have to consider the space.
Sure.
You know, and making sure you have enough space. But the thing is that if we can avoid getting into that situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, our meeting's coming up before you know it, actually May 8th, and it's one day after the new iPads are released. So we'll have a little information on that for you at the meeting.
We won't have any of the new iPads to show, though.
No, unfortunately, we won't have those to show. But we'll know what we're getting into. And the big thing's going to be... In June,
yes,
is iOS 18.
June 10th.
And with that iOS 18, if as much AI improvement comes, it's what they're talking about, then we're definitely going to have some new iPhone classes in the fall.
We are definitely going to have to do that. But I think it's interesting listening to a lot of the people who follow Apple very closely talking about this, saying that one of Apple's tendencies is not to be first to market.
Right.
Apple kind of sits back and watches what's going on and lets somebody else make all the mistakes first.
Yeah, they get the bugs out.
They get the bugs out, yeah. And then when they come out with something, it actually is the thing that all of a sudden everybody says, oh, wow, why didn't we think of that?
How come ours didn't work that
well? How come ours doesn't work as well as that? So the rumor mill is just all over the place on what's going to happen with artificial intelligence, and I know that Apple is probably tearing their hair out trying to figure out how to do this effectively. I get the impression that what people don't expect from them is a lot of stuff like ChatGPT or Google's Gemini, which are just kind of things that show off the capabilities of artificial intelligence. The thing I keep hearing is that Apple's going to be far more interested in putting together things that actually help you do something. So hopefully that's what we'll see, and we'll find out some more. But again, that's in June. So we'll just kind of have to see what falls out. We've got a long time between then and now. Another
right.
2 weeks.
Right.
two months.
2 months, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the rumor is it's going to be based, the AI will be on the phone, not using.
Well, for some things, I'm not sure all of it. Mm-hmm. That's part of the thing, too. There's a lot of talk about the fact that Apple would like to have it run on the phone so you don't have to have an internet connection mm-hmm. to make it work. When they first started out with Siri, couldn't do translations on the phone. It actually was sent, the voice was recorded, and the recording was sent to an Apple server that analyzed that and translated that into text, but that all happened remotely. Today, it only happens on the device. So I think Apple's moving a lot more in those cases for things where they're actually going to do something with what you said, not just give you a snappy answer.
Yeah. Well, I'll be satisfied if I don't get the response, I can't do that, or here's what I found on the web. Look at your iPhone.
I think that you might be able to do something like, say, I need to have a meeting with my doctor in the next week. Schedule it for me.
Right. Something like that.
Something like that, which means that they actually have to work with the doctor's office.
And hopefully the HomeKit, the automation, would really benefit AI.
Yes.
Being able to run different scenes and so forth.
Yeah, that's a very real possibility. Also, coming up with procedures that involve multiple steps.
Right.
So, the rumor mill is all over the place at this point in time, and we're just going to have to wait and see exactly what they come up with.
It's going to be interesting.
That it is going to be, and it's the beginning, I think, of a very different approach to computing. Everything that I learned when I went through, learning how to program and writing code for 40 years is out the window.
Well, it's funny. I was at Publix yesterday, and a guy come up to me and asked me how many slides Chet was up to. So the word's getting out there about you.
The number of slides, huh?
So what's the number so far, Chet?
We're in the low 40s.
All right. We still got a week to go.
We still got a week to go, there'll probably be another couple of slides coming in there. But
fantastic.
Where I like to be at this point in time is having most of the slides done, or the basic presentations done, and it's more a case of going through it and dry running it and tweaking it.
Sure, sure.
Then adding new features at this point in time.
I would like you to add the experience you had, though, at the restaurant. So you're getting to be quite the celebrity.
Well, yeah, somebody came up to me in the restaurant and asked me if I was the Apple guy, and they said they recognized my voice. So I don't know if that means they went to some of our meetings or if they heard me on the podcasts.
Okay, folks, Mondays and Thursdays, 9 and 11, Chet's signing autographs. So anytime you want to stop by.
Now you're in trouble. You're going to have to be here to sign them for me.
Oh, boy, fake.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think we'll call it a day after that, and just looking forward to our meeting May the 8th and 1 to 3 in the Veterans Theater. That'll be our last meeting until September.
Correct.
No meetings in June, July, or August. All our snowbirds will be back home. So September will be welcome everybody back. So.
And talking about iOS 18.
iOS 18.
I can tell you what that meeting's going to be about already.
You can bet your bottom dollar that one is. And we'll have some information on some classes coming up at that time. So, all right, Chet. Well, you have a great day, and I think we'll just end it right here.
End it there. All right. Sounds good to me. So goodbye, Gary.
Goodbye, Chet.